Salmo Senior's Villa will install a new vertical lift and diesel generator as part of two Columbia Basin Trust grants meant to improve livability and emergency readiness at multi-unit rental homes in the Kootenays. The complex, operated by Salmo Senior Citizens Housing Society, will spend $117,350 on the lift for 12 residents living in 10 units on the second floor. The society is also adding a backup power system with the generator after being funded $320,000. "This new generator is a real benefit for us," said Bonnie Kasser, chair of the Salmo Senior Citizens Housing Society, in a statement. "It's quite amazing that it will power all 24 units, as we had thought we would only be able to back up our meeting room in case of an emergency. This is so much better for our residents who have mobility issues. They can remain safely in their apartments." Caslow's Penny Lane Apartments also received $320,000 for a new diesel generator. The Trust's announcement Monday includes $3.3 million in spending on locations in 17 communities. "When we're at home, we all want to feel comfortable and secure," said Uli Muller, CBT's senior manager, delivery of benefits. "These projects will help people feel supported and connected in their homes and communities, while backup power systems will bring peace of mind by keeping essential services running during outages." Other West Kootenay projects include Castlegar Rota Villa, $9,100 for a gazebo, outdoor seating, common area carpet and games. Creston's Catalpa Apartments, $5,400 for accessible washer and dryer. Creston's Lella's Space Second Stage Housing, $23,450 for a gazebo, fencing, outdoor furniture and games, indoor common area furniture, outdoor water source, an e-bike and helmets. Creston's Cedar Linden, $12,440 for a gazebo and bocce court. Creston's Archibald House, $11,360 for common room furniture and games, a fridge and accessible washer and dryer. Fruitvale's Blizzard Mountain Place, $14,350 for a barbecue, picnic tables, garden shed, furniture and equipment, gazebo, bike wash station, baby change station, indoor common area furniture and TV. Caslow's Abbey Manor, $15,000 for raised garden beds. Nelson's Hall Street Place, $2,000 for a gazebo. Nelson's Links Housing Cooperative, $56,350 for a gazebo, barbecue, outdoor furniture, fencing, outdoor entertainment equipment, playground upgrades, storage shed and garden tools, greenhouse, AED defibrillator, grab bars and lever doorknobs. Nelson's Cedar Groves Estates, $18,850 for an accessible washroom and outdoor exercise equipment. Nelson's Ward Street Place, $12,300 for indoor exercise equipment, and an accessible washer and dryer. Nelson's Copper Mountain Court, $52,300 for a gazebo, picnic table, outdoor recreation and exercise play structure, and a barbecue. Salmo Valley Estates, $73,000 to enclose a covered patio to create an indoor common area. Slocan City Suites, $14,950 for lever door handles, railings and picnic benches. Trails Macquarie Fourplex, $57,800 for an accessible path and outdoor common area improvements. Trails The Villa, $12,000 for a gazebo and patio chairs. Trails Jubilee Place, $12,600 for outdoor common area improvements. Winlaw's Possmore Lodge, $700 for grab bars.